Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Skill Code: How to Save Human Ability in an Age of Intelligent Machines by Matt Bean is a nonfiction book about work, learning, and the future of human skill in the presence of AI, robotics, and automation. Bean, a researcher who studies how people learn in technologically mediated environments, argues that modern systems are breaking a long-standing pattern of apprenticeship, in which novices develop by working closely with experts. Instead of treating technology as a neutral tool, the book examines how it changes who gets to practice, who gets access to difficult tasks, and how expertise is transferred across generations. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical. It identifies why skill formation is becoming harder in many industries and offers a framework for preserving human ability rather than replacing it. The book is aimed at managers, educators, trainers, parents, and workers who want a realistic account of how intelligent machines are reshaping learning and expertise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the expert-novice bond is the foundation of lasting skill. Bean's central argument is that human skill has historically been built through direct relationships between experts and novices. This bond is not just a matter of teaching content. It allows learners to observe judgment, absorb tacit knowledge, and gradually take on more difficult work under supervision. The book emphasizes that for most of human history, this relationship has been the primary mechanism for transferring capability from one generation to the next. What makes the argument important is that it reframes skill as social, not merely individual. People do not become competent only by reading, training, or watching demonstrations. They improve by participating in real work with someone more experienced. Bean uses this idea to explain why modern workplaces can weaken development even when they appear efficient. If novices are separated from experts, they may receive instructions but lose the chance to build the kind of deep practical understanding that only comes from close collaboration and repeated exposure to real problems. Secondly, challenge, complexity, and connection define Bean's skill-building framework. A major contribution of the book is the 3Cs framework: challenge, complexity, and connection. Bean argues that effective skill development requires all three, not just formal training or simplified practice. Challenge ensures that learners are pushed beyond comfort and must adapt in real time. Complexity exposes them to the messy, variable conditions that define actual performance in the world, rather than artificial exercises that hide uncertainty. Connection keeps learning anchored in human interaction, especially between experts and novices, so that feedback, trust, and guidance can develop alongside technical ability. The value of the framework is that it gives readers a practical way to judge whether a system truly builds skill or merely simulates it. A workplace can automate tasks, standardize procedures, and still fail to cultivate expertise if it removes difficulty, narrows decision-making, or isolates learners from experienced practitioners. Bean's model is useful because it translates an abstract concern about skill loss into concrete design principles for organizations and institutions. Thirdly, AI and automation can unintentionally strip away the practice needed to become an expert, rather than arguing that machines simply replace workers. Bean focuses on a subtler problem: intelligent systems often reduce the opportunities novices need to learn. When automation handles the hardest or most instructive parts of a task, beginners may be left with low-value fragments of work that do not teach them how the whole system functions. Over time, this can create a widening gap between people who already know how to perform complex work and those who never get enough practice to reach that level. The book shows why this is dangerous for organizations as well as individuals. If a workforce stops developing the next generation of experts, it becomes dependent on a shrinking pool of experienced people. Bean's analysis is especially relevant in fields where safety, judgment, and improvisation matter, because those abilities are difficult to preserve through standardization alone. The book's warning is not that automation is inherently bad, but that productivity gains can quietly undermine the conditions required for long-term human competence. Fourthly, a small minority adapts by resisting passive automation. One recurring observation in the book is that most people become less engaged and less skilled when automated systems reshape their work, but a smaller group responds differently. Bean describes this group as having a deviant mindset, meaning they do not simply accept the new arrangement of tasks. Instead, they look for ways to stay involved, preserve practice, and keep learning even when technology tries to move them out of the loop. This is an important part of the book because it explains how adaptation actually happens inside organizations. Skill preservation is not only a management problem. It also depends on individual behavior and local improvisation. People who maintain curiosity, seek more difficult assignments, or actively protect contact with experts are more likely to continue developing. The point is not that everyone must become exceptional, but that meaningful change often begins with a small number of people who refuse to let automation define their role too narrowly. Bean uses this pattern to show that resilience in the age of machines requires initiative, not just policy. Lastly, the book is both a warning and a design guide for future work. The broader value of the skill code is that it offers a framework for redesigning workplaces, training systems, and learning environments so that technology supports rather than weakens human development. Bean does not present a nostalgic argument for returning to the past. Instead, he suggests that organizations should deliberately build arrangements in which intelligent tools handle routine burdens while humans retain access to difficult developmental work. That distinction makes the book more practical than many general critiques of AI. It is not only asking whether machines can perform a task, but whether the surrounding system still produces competent people. This is why the book is relevant to managers, educators, coaches, and parents alike. Each of these groups shapes how learning occurs and whether novices get access to the challenge, complexity, and connection they need. The book stands out because it treats skill as an infrastructure problem if the learning environment is poorly designed. Human ability will erode even in a highly advanced technological world. In conclusion, the skill code should be read by anyone who is responsible for developing people in a world increasingly shaped by AI, robotics, and automation. That includes managers, trainers, teachers, coaches, parents, and workers who want to understand why learning has become harder, even as tools have become more powerful. Its main benefit is analytical clarity. It explains skill loss not as a vague cultural decline, but as a structural consequence of how technology changes access to practice, feedback, and expert guidance. Readers looking for a practical lens will find the 3Cs framework especially useful because it can be applied to workplaces, training programs, and learning environments. Compared with many books about AI, this one is less interested in hype or speculation about the future of machines and more interested in the human conditions required to build expertise. That focus makes it distinctive. It is not a general book about productivity or digital transformation. It is a concentrated study of how real ability is formed, why it is at risk, and what can be done to preserve it. If you would like to support Matt Bean, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.